Bien, estimados, daremos cierre ahora sí a la sesión del día. A jueves 7 de febrero, so we're gonna close the trading at this point. La información es la siguiente: euro dólar, tenemos un cierre que no alcanza para comprar, dado que estamos por abajo de 1.1350. Y si el precio cae a 1.1338, euro dólar caería a 1.1330. Posiblemente 1.1327. Debajo de 1.1327 caería a nuevos mínimos. Las compras solamente arriba de 1.1350. So, euro dollar is not enough today for buyers. The price is still below 1.1350. So, we're only going to consider buyers above 1.1350. And if it drops to 1.1338, it's going to drop to 1.1330 and 1.1327. So that being said, today the euro dollar is not enough for buyers at this point. Todavía euro dólar no está lo suficientemente comprado para hacer compras o considerar que euro dólar va a cerrar comprador. La libra, sin embargo, sí va a cerrar comprador. Estamos en 1.2993. El próximo nivel es 1.30, 1.3020. Así que contrariamente con euro, sí cerraría compra libra, a pesar del impacto vendedor que tuvimos el día de hoy. So the pound dollar will close for buyers. And we're considering the 1.30 and 1.3020 for today pound dollar. As long as the market is above 29.80, there's only buyers. En la medida que esté arriba de 1.2980 el día de hoy la libra dólar, tenemos solamente compradores en torno a 1.30, 1.3020. Dólar CAD no confirmó venta, pero ya las compras se están agotando en dólar canadiense, por lo tanto, preferencia es no entrar en dólar CAD en zona de máximos hasta que salga completamente del área. With the dollar Canadian, we're not going to consider buyers or sellers because it's actually into consolidation. So we don't have the confirmation to sell dollar Canadian, and we don't have the confirmation to buy because, like I said, we are inside the highs. El oro cierra comprador también, se dirige a 1315.90. So gold, we have only buyers, and it's going towards the 1315.90 gold at this point. So there's just buyers with gold. Solamente compradores para el oro. Y dólar yen finalmente no llegamos a comprar, pero si se acerca a 109.65 va a caer a 109.59. So dólar yen, we got only sellers for now. And it may continue to drop. We couldn't buy today with dólar yen. So basically we're just pretty much waiting for dólar yen to give us consolidation or to give us a sell price. That's all we got for today. We'll continue on the chat. Eso es todo lo que hay por el día. Seguiremos por el chat entonces.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.